find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It is 8 a.m. Good morning. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Not everyone is happy with the new shared revenue deal struck between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders of the Wisconsin legislature last week. It directs 20% of future state sales tax money raised to local communities, but local and state leaders are seeing problems with the bill. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Seven members of the Milwaukee City Council put out a statement today calling the policy changes aimed at Milwaukee, quote, overreaching, micromanaging, and frankly racist. It would mean millions more for the city each year, but there are non-fiscal items in the bill that would take effect no matter how the city council or county board vote on increasing local sales taxes. Those include a ban on state money for diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at the local level. They also take power away from the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission and require police officers be put back in Milwaukee public schools. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The bill is being fast-tracked in the legislature, getting its first vetting at the committee level yesterday. Many communities will get a sizable boost in state funding under the shared revenue reboot, but a quirk in the bill means mid-sized cities like Green Bay, Waukesha, and Eau Claire will get a short shift percentage-wise. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer represents Beloit and Janesville in Madison.
I understand the reluctance of members of this committee to make a change without making sure that it won't cause the whole thing to fall apart, but we also have 48 hours and we can still get this right.
The Senate Shared Revenue Committee passed the bill yesterday after voting down two Democratic amendments. Robert Perkins' resignation was accepted by the Wausau School Board during their meeting on Monday evening. Perkins was the Wausau East High School band teacher at the center of several investigations into harassing and discriminatory language towards a student. The initial April complaint against Perkins was originally dismissed, only to be reopened by the district, the school board, and ultimately the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The Wausau School District has provided no additional information at this time. Big changes are proposed for Wisconsin's alcohol laws, which take a key step forward today, Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
The bill affects every level of Wisconsin's alcohol industry. Wisconsin's current alcohol regulations have been criticized for years for not keeping up with the times. Among other things, the bill would require event venues like wedding barns to get a permit or alcohol license. Brewers, winemakers, and distillers without tap rooms could run their own retail stores. And wineries could open earlier and close later. The bill gets a committee hearing today and is on the fast track to pass in a few days. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Oshkosh Defense Corp., the Wisconsin-based defense contractor, will no longer be the manufacturer of Joint Light Tactical Vehicles beginning in 2025. Civic Media News, I'm Luke Mathers.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. In Rusk County, a man is dead and a woman was seriously hurt after their vehicle crashed into a road grader in the village of Bruce this morning. The driver of the vehicle, a 73-year-old woman from Bruce, was flown to an Eau Claire hospital with serious injuries, while her passenger, an 80-year-old man also from Bruce, died at the scene of the crash, according to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office. The driver of the road grader was not hurt. One person is dead after an ATV crash in Jackson County on Sunday. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office said that 65-year-old James Campbell of Black River Falls was killed when he hit a tree near a trail in the town of Millston Sunday afternoon. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And one person is dead and another person is hurt after a crash Sunday evening in Barron County. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said that a 48-year-old woman was found dead at the scene and a 53-year-old man had to be flown to a Minnesota hospital with serious injuries. The UTV hit a tree on a trail near Cumberland. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers open minicamp. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay, one of 21 NFL teams to hold mandatory minicamps this week. Quarterback Jordan Love has struggled at times with his passes while on the move, especially to his left. What can be done to correct it? Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements.
The movement drills, whether it's we take a drop and then we'll, you know, run over bags and throw to receivers down the field or throw into a net or just dropping in the pocket and having to move one way or the other.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers continue to add offensive lineman Colin Cubberly, a 6'6" offensive tackle from New York, has committed to the Badgers. Baseball, the Brewers open a series tonight in Minnesota against the Twins. The Crew trying to turn things around after being swept by the Oakland A's at home over the weekend. Oakland has now won 6 in a row after beating the Tampa Bay Rays last night 4-3. Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy.
You got to give them credit. They've been getting their teeth kicked in all year, and it's Major League Baseball, and from what I know of it, everybody's kind of like an inch from the top and an inch from the bottom, and they've been getting their teeth kicked in all year in an embarrassing way when it looks like overall record. But these are Major League players, and I know some of the characters they got over there, so they've got some great character over there, and those players have stepped up and played good baseball in the last 10 days, and it's not a fluke.
NBA, the Nuggets held on to take Game 5 with a 94-89 win over the Miami Heat, winning their first championship title in franchise history, 4-1. The Nuggets' Nikola Jokic named the finals MVP.
It's a great journey. I think we played the best basketball. But to be honest, I don't think about the next year. I'm going to ask the coach to give me a couple of weeks more off so I can be ready for the season. That's supposed to be a joke, and you didn't laugh. Good job, guys.
That's Denver's Nikola Jokic. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Yeah, hope you're doing well today. It's Tuesday. It's the 13th of June, and welcome to the Stu Daniels Show. I'm your host, Stu Daniels. Hope you're having a good morning so far today. And it's a big, busy news day. Today is an historic day. Today is the day that a former president of the United States will be indicted, charged with crimes. First time in our history that this has happened. And I intentionally avoided the topic yesterday because, of course, we had talked about it quite a bit on Friday when it was breaking news. But today, I don't think we can avoid the topic since it's going down today. It's happening. It's actually happening today. And it's amazing. It's not a good thing, even if you are someone who hates Donald Trump, to see the United States going through something like this. It's a few years ago, not that long ago, it would have been hard to believe. So we'll get to some important stuff concerning that event that's going to go down today in Miami. First, let me give you some general information, like what's going on outside today. Mostly cloudy skies for western Wisconsin, with highs in the upper 70s. And I should mention that eastern Wisconsin going to be a lot cooler and more rainy than what's going on near the big river. And in sports, the Denver Nuggets are the new NBA champions. They defeated the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals last night, winning 4-1. It's the first time the Nuggets have won the NBA championship. And the Milwaukee Brewers were off yesterday. They go to Minneapolis tonight for the first game of a 2-game series against the Twins. The Brewers are still in second place, only one game behind the Pittsburgh Pirates. Born on this date, 1937, Eleanor Holmes Norton. You probably heard that name before, right? Do you know who she is? Well, since 1991, she's been the U.S. representative for the District of Columbia. And you may have seen her on some of the news programs if you watch cable news. And we've got 9 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Let's take a look at some headlines, things going on today that you should know about. Two lawyers from North Carolina have pled guilty to swindling supporters of former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. with a so-called scam pack that they ran back in 2017. And Wisconsin's teachers' unions are calling on Governor Evers to veto the state's new revenue-sharing agreement because of large increases in funding for private schools and charter schools. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and a coalition of Democratic state lawmakers have reintroduced a package of gun safety legislation that would expand background checks. You have any opinion on that? And by the way, if you do have an opinion on anything we discussed today, feel free to give us a call. Phone number to get on the radio is 715-388-7155. And, of course, today is indictment day. Former president of the United States being indicted on charges down in Miami. And you've probably heard people tell you this if you watch cable news or any kind of news, that all Americans should read the indictment. It's pretty easy to read. There's nothing in there that makes you scratch your head and say, oh, I wish I was a lawyer, because then I'd have a better understanding of what they're talking about. It's written in very plain English. It's something that anybody could understand, I do believe, if they read it. And I'm not going to read it all, that's for sure, because it is several pages long. But I want to give you a little bit of this indictment before we move on, just to give you an idea of how easy it is to read and to encourage you as a citizen of the United States, if you are, that you should read it too. And even if you're not a citizen of the United States, you should read it, because it's an historic piece of it's an historic thing, period. That's what it is. It's something we've never been through before as a nation, and it's worth it for every American to read this. So I'm going to give you a little bit of what this indictment does say. Starts out by saying very simply on the front page that it's the United States of America versus Donald J. Trump and Waltine Nauta, his valet. And it says that the grand jury charges that defendant Donald J. Trump was the 45th president of the United States of America. He held office from January 20th of 2017 until January 20th of 2021. And as President Trump had lawful access to the most sensitive classified documents and national defense information gathered and owned by the United States government, including information from the agencies that comprise the United States intelligence community and the United States Department of Defense. Over the course of his presidency, Trump gathered newspapers, press clippings, letters, notes, cards, photographs, official documents, and other materials in cardboard boxes that he kept in the White House. Among the materials Trump stored in his boxes were hundreds of classified documents. The classified documents Trump stored in his boxes included information regarding defense and weapons capabilities of both the United States and foreign countries, United States nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. The unauthorized disclosure of these classified documents could put at risk the national security of the United States, foreign relations, the safety of the United States military, and human sources, and the continued viability of sensitive intelligence collection methods. At 12 p.m. on January 20th, 2021, Trump ceased to be president. As he departed the White House, Trump caused scores of boxes, many of which contained classified documents, to be transported to the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, Florida, where he maintained his residence. Trump was not authorized to possess or retain those classified documents. The Mar-a-Lago Club was an active social club which, between January 2021 and August 2022, hosted events for tens of thousands of members and guests. After Trump's presidency, the Mar-a-Lago Club was not an authorized location for the storage, possession, review, display, or discussion of classified documents. Nevertheless, Trump stored his boxes containing classified documents in various locations at the Mar-a-Lago Club, including in a ballroom, a bathroom and shower, an office space, his bedroom, and a storage room. On two occasions in 2021, Trump showed classified documents to others as follows. In July of 2021, at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey,
during an audio recorded meeting with a writer, a publisher, and two members of his staff, none of whom possessed a security clearance, Trump showed and described a plan of attack that Trump said was prepared for him by the Department of Defense and a senior military official. Trump told the individuals that the plan was highly confidential and secret. Trump also said, as president, I could have declassified it, and now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret. In August or September of 2021, at the Bedminster Club, Trump showed a representative of his political action committee, who did not possess a security clearance, a classified map related to a military operation, and told the representative that he should not be showing it to the representative and that the representative should not get too close. On March 30th of 2022, the Federal Bureau of Investigation opened a criminal investigation into the unlawful retention of classified documents at the Mar-a-Lago Club. A federal grand jury investigation began the next month. The grand jury issued a subpoena requiring Trump to turn over all documents with classification markings. Trump endeavored to obstruct the FBI and grand jury investigations and conceal his continued retention of classified documents by, among other things, suggesting that his attorney falsely represent to the FBI and grand jury that Trump did not have documents called for by the grand jury subpoena, directing defendant Waltine Nauta to move boxes of documents to conceal them from Trump's attorney, the FBI, and the grand jury, suggesting that his attorney hide or destroy documents called for by the grand jury subpoena, providing to the FBI and grand jury just some of the documents called for by the grand jury subpoena while claiming that he was cooperating fully, and causing a certification to be submitted to the FBI and grand jury falsely representing that all documents called for by the grand jury subpoena had been produced while knowing that, in fact, not all such documents had been produced. And if you are just joining us, I was reading from the indictment that is easy to find. If you want to finish reading that yourself, it's easy to look up. Just go to your Google or other search engine and type in read Trump indictment, and you'll get to read it for yourself. I just wanted to give you an idea of how easy it is to read, and I do believe it's a good idea for all Americans to read that document so you have a better understanding. And I think it's especially important for people who have supported and voted for Donald Trump to read this indictment. For some reason, many people find it hard to believe and think that the FBI and the Department of Justice and Joe Biden are out to get Trump. If you read this, you may think differently. Gonna take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Walks can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve. All in
GTWLawyers.com. Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 80 for a high today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. On Thursday, 84. Our next chance for significant rain will be late Friday, Saturday, Sunday with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
To the show. It's the Stu Daniels Show, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Tuesday morning. Stu Daniels here, getting things in order. Been a crazy morning so far. Ran out of electricity. Just ran out of the stuff. Had to go buy some more. But now I got things going and everything's sounding pretty good. Hey, just before the break, we were talking about Indictment Day. Today is the day, an historic day in United States history when a former president gets indicted for the first time. And you know, something that you hear people often say, in fact, politicians on TV, when asked, will often say, well, what about Joe Biden? He had documents, he had classified documents hidden away in his garage with a Corvette. And what about Mike Pence? He had some documents too in boxes that he took. And he had documents. And then what about Hillary Clinton? She had a private email server. What about her? Well, obviously, she was investigated so many times that we got sick of the investigations on Hillary without anything coming up. But how dangerous is it when politicians and supporters of Donald Trump say, well, what about your guy? Well, there's an interesting piece in Time from Barbara McQuaid with a headline that says, the dangerous whataboutism in the Trump classified documents case. Barbara McQuaid, a professor at the University of Michigan Law School, also former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, says that the indictment of Donald Trump on charges of retaining government documents brought with it the inevitable false equivalencies of the conduct of Trump's chief political rival. But the actions of the two men are as different as deliberately driving your car into a crowd of people and committing a fender bender. Both acts involve cars, but the similarities end there. Whataboutism may have become a common political ploy but it is a trick straight out of the disinformation playbook. On Thursday, last week, a grand jury returned an indictment charging Trump with 37 counts encompassing violations of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, false statements, and conspiracy. The charges are based on his months-long battle with the National Archives and the Justice Department over government documents with classified markings that Trump claims are his, even though the Presidential Records Act makes them the property of the United States. The 49-page indictment details Trump's efforts to deceive the archives, the FBI, and even his own lawyers. In contrast, Joe Biden, as well as Trump's Vice President Mike Pence, have come forward with information in the past year that they each had inadvertently retained classified documents at the end of their terms as vice president. Both men returned the documents and allowed the FBI to search their homes for any stray records. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate Biden, and the probe into Pence was recently closed without charges. The mishandling of classified documents is a careless act that risks our national security, to be sure, but the conduct that has been publicly attributed to Biden and Pence to date is not the type of offense for which prosecutors typically file charges. Government employees who unintentionally mishandle government documents may be disciplined, lose their security clearances, or be fired, but criminal charges may be filed only if prosecutors can prove a criminal intent. In addition, as former FBI Director James Comey stated in 2016 when he recommended no charges be filed against Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server, prosecutors historically have elevated the response to criminal charges only when a case includes some aggravating factors such as willfulness, obstruction of justice, exposure of vast quantities of material to individuals unauthorized to receive it, or disloyalty to the United States. And when one or more of these factors are met, DOJ regularly charges former government employees who deliberately take or retain government documents. Just last week, a retired Air Force officer was sentenced to 3 years in prison for knowingly taking and storing more than 300 classified documents at his Florida home. Okay, there's a little bit more to this piece from Time and Barbara McQuaid that we'll get to after the break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News special report. We are waiting for a new read on inflation. The government should be releasing the Consumer Price Index for May moments from now. And whatever the numbers are, they'll be top of mind for the Fed. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Federal Reserve begins a two-day policy meeting. And as it considers inflation, the job market, and the economy, most analysts expect the central bank to pause its interest rate hiking campaign. The Fed has raised rates 10 consecutive times for 15 months. That has brought the federal funds rate from zero to a range of 5 to 5.25%.
Those numbers just in. Year over year, the pace of inflation increased 4% in May after rising 4.9% in April. Overall, prices increased 0.1% last month after rising 0.4% the month before. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the
Here's
first 10 callers
to know
right
in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The state baseball championships in Grand Chute have been delayed due to weather. That means that the Division IV semifinals featuring Ithaca versus Edgar have been pushed back to later this evening. Divisions III and II are now all to be determined, and the Division I semifinals tomorrow have also been pushed back. The state championships are held in Grand Chute and are scheduled to run through Thursday. Speaking of state championships, this week is also the start of the state soccer championship. It'll be Ashland taking on Edgewood on Thursday, the first day of the event. That event runs Thursday through Saturday at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. And one person is dead, another person is hurt after their vehicle crashed into a road grader in Rusk County yesterday morning. The driver of the vehicle, a 73-year-old woman from Bruce, was flown to an Eau Claire hospital with injuries, while her passenger, an 80-year-old man from Bruce, died at the scene of the crash. The driver of the road grader was not hurt. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor, and to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar.
Still lives inside of me. We've never
you get close to her, kiss her once for me. Always have respected her for doing what she did and getting free. Oh, whatever makes her happy, I won't stand in the way. Oh, the bitter taste still lingers on from the night I tried to make her stay. I see a lot of people as I make their rounds, and I hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. And I've never gotten used to it, I've just learned to turn it off. Or else I'm getting sour. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart, they all went by so fast. If she's passing by, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time.
Now there's a classic from Bob Dylan. If you see her, say hello. By the way, that's from the Blood on the Tracks album. Great album from almost 50 years ago now. Hard to believe. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8:37 right now. And just before the break, we were going over the idea of whataboutism and how dangerous it is to our nation. And I was reading from an article in Time by Barbara McQuaid. And just before the break, we were mentioning that just last week, a retired Air Force officer was sentenced to 3 years in prison for knowingly taking and storing more than 300 classified documents at his Florida home. Trump's conduct is more analogous to the former officer than to Biden or Pence. If the former president had simply brought home classified documents in the chaos of moving out of the White House at the end of his administration, the archives likely would have been happy with their quiet return. In fact, for 18 months following Trump's departure, the archives persisted in their requests to retrieve the documents. 18 months went by, and they were asking for the documents back, and Trump said no. And the story goes on and says Trump rebuffed them every time, even the August 2022 search that the FBI executed at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home could have been a quiet matter that ended the dispute until Trump publicly announced it himself. Never one to miss an opportunity to label himself a victim, Trump spent the next year complaining that the search amounted to spying on political rivals. In November, he told a crowd of rallygoers in Iowa that they were silencing dissent and using the full force of government, law enforcement, and the media to try and defeat the greatest movement in the history of our country, MAGA. MAGA. End quote. In light of the government's obligation to safeguard our nation's secrets, Trump left DOJ with little option but to indict him. Prosecutors use criminal charges to deter government employees from committing misconduct and to hold them accountable when they do. If prosecutors had given Trump a pass on his brazen disregard for the law, the Department of Justice would likely lose its ability to credibly prosecute less powerful government employees who mishandle classified documents. And while critics sometimes argue that the government overclassified documents, no one would dispute that the documents at issue are incredibly sensitive. The indictment alleges that they relate U.S. nuclear programs and other sensitive military information about the United States and its allies. Following his indictment, Trump went on the attack against Biden, posting on his Truth Social platform the news that had been charged, that he had been charged by the corrupt Biden administration, seemingly over the boxes hoax. Even though Joe Biden has 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C., with even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania and documents strewn all over his garage floor where he parks his Corvette and which is secured by only a garage door that is paper thin and open much of the time. Trump's supporters were quick to follow suit, stating that Joe Biden was found to have classified information in Delaware, Philadelphia, and Boston. Senator Tommy Tuberville, or Tuberville of Alabama, Republican, called the Trump case a witch hunt against the Republican front runner for president in 2024. Whataboutism? Whataboutism is a strategy used by authoritarian leaders to excuse their own misconduct. According to Russian analyst and writer Vadim Nikitin, whataboutism is an essential piece of Kremlin tradecraft. The goal of this tactic is not to convince the public that the leader is innocent, but to portray all politicians are dishonest. Everyone does it, right? That's what they say. Anyone claiming to value integrity is scoffed at as duplicitous or naive. As former White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes writes in his book, After the Fall, Vladimir Putin came to power not by convincing people that he was honest. Quote, he simply needed to convince people that everyone was corrupt, end quote. And if all governments are corrupt, Rhodes writes, then, quote, Russians might as well have a strong, competent leader who shares their grievances and sense of national greatness. Echoes of MAGA. In court, prosecutors will certainly file a motion to preclude the defense from making any references to Biden from the case against Trump. But in the court of public opinion, beware of the cynical tactic to minimize Trump's grave threat to our national security. And again, I would encourage everyone to read the indictment for yourself if you haven't already done so. It's easy to find. Just do a search and you can type in read Trump indictment and you'll have several sources from which to choose. And I would encourage everyone to read it. It's very easy to read. I read a little bit of it at the beginning of the program today, and I think you'll find it fascinating when you see it spelled out right in front of you. And how dangerous is this idea of whataboutism? You know, you hear politicians, supporters of Donald Trump always saying, well, what about Hillary Clinton and her emails? What about Joe Biden and his garage with the Corvette in it? But, you know, it's obviously a very different story. What Joe Biden and Mike Pence did was not the same thing as what Donald Trump is accused of doing. So today is indictment day. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Some people think there may be violence outside of the courthouse down in Miami. Yesterday, we spoke quite a bit about violent writings on the internet by supporters of Trump's or of Trump. But what do you think? If you have an opinion on anything we've discussed so far today, feel free to call in. And the number is 715-388-7155. Going to get to, before we get to our next topic, we might play another song. Yeah, why don't we do that and then go to a quick break? Stick around. We'll be back in just a minute. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
One morning I woke up and I knew it all. A new day, a new way, and new eyes.
June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 80 for a high today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight 55, tomorrow sunny 87, on Thursday 84. Our next chance for significant rain will be late Friday, Saturday, Sunday with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
getting somewhere.
Long as I
can see the light. One of the great voices of rock and roll is John Fogerty with Creedence Clearwater Revival, going back quite a few years. But that guy, John Fogerty, still out there doing it. He's out on the road this summer with Willie Nelson in that Outlaws Music Festival that they do, or that he does, taking different bands out with him every summer. And it's usually a really good show. John Fogerty's still putting on great shows to this day. 8:53, almost 8:54 right now on this Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Stu Daniels Show. And what do you think about the economy? How do you feel about what's going on in the economy? Not just in Wisconsin, but nationwide. How do you feel? I know that ever since Joe Biden was elected, people have been saying, well, we got a big recession coming. Joe Biden, going to be a big recession because Trump had everything under control and Biden's just going to let it all go or something like that. But now it's been a couple of years and we still haven't seen the recession, and the economy just keeps getting better according to all statistics, despite what some people might say. And today, just now, there's breaking news that the economy's doing even better. I mean, it seems to be going in the right direction, at least. The new CPI data just came out, the consumer data on what's going on with inflation. And the headline from USA Today says, inflation cools again as CPI data shows grocery prices fell and food costs have eased. Americans struggling with a two-year inflation run-up continue to get some relief from two of the biggest drivers at the gas pump and in the grocery stores. Other costs, especially rent, are still climbing, but inflation slowed for an 11th straight month in May as grocery price increases eased again and gas more than reversed the previous month's rise. Overall, consumer prices increased 4% from a year earlier, down from 4.9% in April, and a 40-year high of 9.1% last June. According to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index, that's the smallest yearly increase since March of 2021. So over 2 years ago. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.1% following a 0.4% increase in April. So what's the difference between the core CPI and the regular CPI, the Consumer Price Index? Well, the core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy items and better capture longer-term trends, have been tougher to tame. They rose 0.4% for the third straight month. Still, that lowered the annual increase from 5.5% to 5.3%, the lowest since November of 2021. So it does sound like the things that the Federal Reserve Bank and the, as well as lawmakers, the things that they've been doing are getting the economy to go in the right direction now. What do you think? Do you have an opinion on that? If you do, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Thank you.
something that can't be done.
Tell her what to do, Rob.
Don't heal your faith in love, remembering what become.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.